this is Ghost to Show You. I'm Emily.
I'm Lillian.
And I'm Dave.
Yes, you are Dave. Welcome, Dave. We have a special guest.
We have a very special guest.
But yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But Dave, we've just actually gotten intel. Yeah, I just heard from my producer in my earpiece that Dave is the world's greatest dad. So
wow,
we didn't know we were in the presence of royalty.
Yep, we've seen the mug.
But yeah, it's true. I feel bad making everyone else, you know, jealous. But
yeah, I mean, it's good to keep that, you know, private as much as you can. But when you need to, you can pull it out. It's a good ace.
Yeah, there's all sorts of unexpected snags and obstacles you run into as the world's greatest dad.
Yeah, such as.
I mean, everyone thinks it's going to be so great, but then, you know, like, you get to the top and you realize, like, you know, where do you go from here?
You still have to change a shitty diaper or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Existentially, it must be tough to be the world's
greatest dad. It's all downhill.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all downhill.
People think it's easy.
Here, yeah.
Yeah. And you have so much more to do because you're at the top. I understand.
Yeah.
World's greatest dad. He's just like us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Says Star Magazine. We've all seen it. but welcome. You're speaking with us from Maine in America. Maine, comma, America.
Yep.
Comma, the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Comma, question mark.
Comma, question mark. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, Dave.
Mm.
I live here in Maine, in America, in the world. I am a music person. I play music and I write music. And over the course of my life so far, I've worked in different parts of music. Originally just writing and playing it, and then becoming a manager. And then most recently working at iZotope, which is a company that makes really cool plugins and software.
Cool.
Yes. I would say this episode is maybe sponsored by iZotope because I now am in possession of many iZotope plugins that I have to figure out how to make them work on this podcast.
But I'm sure it's very easy and completely user-friendly. Thanks, iZotope. just kidding. I don't even know what a plugin is, if I may be completely honest. You don't have to tell me right now, but I'll look it up on my own time. But it sounds
a ghost in the machine, if you will.
Uh-huh. Okay, sure. Yeah, a plugged-in ghost. I got it.
And so I got your name from Sadie, who is our last guest on this podcast, who's an old friend of, a mutual friend of both of ours. And she was like, Dave, my old manager, just told me these super scary ghost stories and you have to have him on. So if we could, let's just dive in.
Yeah, cool. I mean, there's been a bunch over the course of my life, but there's a couple that kind of stand out that are, you know, I guess fairly recent. And it's interesting because I feel like I'm a weird example of a ghost storyteller because on one hand, I'm not even sure if I believe in ghosts at all. And on the other hand, I have some experiences that are crazier than anyone I've met in terms of ghost experiences. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I still grapple with how to wrap my own head around
it. Maybe that's why they keep happening to you, because the ghosts are like, do you believe in me now? You know, they're just like, David.
What do we have to do to get this guy to... So, yeah, to dive right into it, there's one that really stands out that when I was in college, my parents had rented a little cottage near the ocean in Ogunquit, Maine, and they had taken a couple weeks to just go there and go to the beach every day. And this was in the summer, so I was home from college, and so I went with them to this little beach cottage, and my sister and I, actually all of us, were sleeping in the basement, and it was very small. It was like a
when you
small
said
basement.
Your whole family was sleeping in the basement?
Yes, it was sort of two rooms, and in one room it was my sister and I, and in the other room it was my parents, and my sister and I were in like these two little twin beds on opposite sides of the room. And then in another room, separated by a small doorway, was my parents' room. And then upstairs there were two or three rooms, and that was the whole place. But I'm picturing it in my head now, and I remember the basement was very small. The only windows were very tiny little slat windows at the top. So at night it was like pitch black dark. And I remember waking up at 3 a.m. and being wide awake and just thinking to myself, you know, why am I so awake right now? Why am I awake at all? I had been at the beach all day. I was totally exhausted. You know, when you get home from the beach and at the end of the day, you're just like...
Yeah, the sun has just like drained your energy.
Exactly. I was just totally zapped. And so at 3 a.m, I wake up and it was like I had just downed a coffee or something. My heart was racing, but I didn't feel anxious or anything. I was just completely wired. And I thought, well, maybe if I just kind of breathe deeply and relax, I'll fall back asleep. And like 5 or 10 minutes go by and I just realize like I'm not falling. Like I'm just wide awake. I gotta like get up and go for a walk or read a book or watch TV or something. So I sit up a little bit in bed, and right then from across the room, I saw what I thought was my mom. And I kind of started to laugh because I thought my mom was sleepwalking. So I kind of just smiled and said like, hey, what are you doing? Because I thought it was my mom like holding a flashlight or something.
There was a light?
Yeah, because I could see her and it was so dark. And then I realized like I couldn't really see clearly, and like it didn't even look like my mom. And I was kind of confused, so I just kind of rubbed my eyes, almost like in a cartoon, like when rubbing your eyes, like, what? And so I rubbed my eyes and like really sat up. And that was the moment where I realized it wasn't my mom. It was like this little old lady.
Oh my God.
And so the first thing I thought was, oh my God, there's this old woman in our basement. I don't know how she got in here, but this is crazy. And it was kind of freaked out. Like, this is so weird.
Sure.
And then she moved all the way to the foot of my bed. Straight to the foot of my bed. So she was standing
right
there.
Was it like a fast movement, or was it like a...
Yes. Yeah, it was like a fast movement. She was just like slid right over to the foot of my bed.
Oh my God.
And she was looking at me. Like, I remember she was looking down at me and she looked like scared. It looked like she was scared.
Oh, wow.
And so the only thing I could... And I still was just thinking, this is some old woman in our house. It all kind of happened too fast to really register anything beyond that. And so I remember I looked up at her and said, just hang on a second, okay? Just hang on 1 second. Like, it's okay. Just wait 1 second. Because all I could think was, keep everything, like, calm. Because I didn't know if she had like a knife or something. You know, if there's like some strange person in your house, like,
yeah, right.
You know, and she kind of looked freaked out. So I was like, let's just keep everything cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and I walked right past her, and I was looking at her and talking to her. And at that moment, there were a couple things that I remember confused me. One was that she was not holding a flashlight or anything. There was just like a light. Mm. And I was confused, but I didn't really have time to think, where is the light coming from? I was thinking, where is this person coming from? Like, what's going on? And the other thing, and this is the thing that in hindsight is like kind of the scariest thing about it, is her mouth was really wide. Like,
no.
It was
like her... I really don't like that.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Show us from where to where.
It went almost from like her ear to her ear.
Oh, literally, absolutely not.
Was it open? Yeah. Was it like?
It was just kind of cracked. It was weird.
Wait, I'm so sorry. How old were you right in during this? Did you?
I don't know, 19 or 20.
Great. Okay.
So I this is as I'm walking past her. And I also noticed when I stood up, she was still looking down at where I was. She didn't follow me when I stood up.
Hmm.
And then I went straight into my parents' room and I said, guys, you got to get up. There's this old woman. I was kind of whispering, like, there's this old woman in our house. I don't know what's going on. This is, you know, it was 3 a.m. They're still asleep. They're like, what are you? You're dreaming. What are you talking about? What are you doing? And I was like, no, I'm telling you, she's right here. Like, I just talked to her and stood up. There's a woman in our house. And I remember my dad getting up out of bed, kind of like, oh man, it sounds like you're not joking. And
right.
I turned the light on. And there was no one there. The room was totally empty. And my sister was sleeping in the same room, and she just woke up and was like, what are you doing? And I looked in the closet, I looked under the cupboard, I was still expecting to see a person.
Right, because you're like, she's an old woman, she couldn't have run out of here.
Right, and it all happened so fast that in the moment it suddenly sunk in, like, oh my God, she was like lit up and her mouth was so weird looking, like that was a ghost. There was like no other way to explain it.
Right.
And I remember everyone in my family, of course, was like, you're just dreaming or something. And I was saying, like, you don't understand. I was standing up next to her, looking at her and talking to her. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I was awake. And so I went upstairs and turned all the lights on. And I remember I put on SportsCenter on ESPN and was watching baseball highlights or something. And for the next month or two, I slept with a light on every night. And I remember like friends of mine being like, because I was in college and I was like, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I had the craziest thing happen. I'm just freaked out that like if it's pitch black that this woman's going to like show up again or something.
Right.
And I just had to leave a light on. It was too freaky of a thing.
Were you smoking any doobies, you know, in college, you know, before this happened? Okay, no,
listen,
you're the world's
cool.
greatest
tell us.
Yeah, we're not cops. So,
no, definitely no. I mean, there was no like no drugs, no explanation. And, you know, like I was saying, I'm a skeptical person. I thought for a long time trying to explain it. And the only thing I can think is either it was the most vivid hallucination a person can ever possibly have, or whenever people talk about ghosts, that's what I saw. You know,
yeah,
and it
right.
wasn't like a foggy apparition at night from far away that appeared for a moment. It was a person who was standing there, who I was, you know, talked to 1 foot away.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you must think too, you're like, or am I crazy? Like, is that the other option? I mean, I don't know. That's what I would think. You seem like a very solid person, but me personally,
no, that's a good point.
I'm losing it. Yeah.
That's a good point. And it's a valid explanation. I mean, it's possible that I could just be crazy.
No. Well, but like one singular hallucination isn't really like a pattern of like your own illness, you know? So,
right.
I mean,
right.
I don't know you at all, so I can't really say it, but.
I mean, what I find so validating is that we have been doing this podcast for like a year, and we've spoken to a number of people who have had experiences, and many of them are skeptical people to the point where even when something like my friend Manute lived in a haunted apartment and multiple things happened to him in that place, and he was in denial and he was embarrassed about it, but he could not deny that it was happening to him. You know, it's just...
Yeah, and you know, I'm the kind of person who doesn't necessarily need answers. Like, I'm perfectly happy saying, I just don't know. There's some things we just don't know. And this is one of those things. Like, maybe there's just no explanation. I actually, for a while, I thought it was really... I mean, this is just sort of a random thought. But I thought it was cool to imagine, like, what if 100 years ago there was a woman sleeping in that room who like got up in the middle of the night to get a glass of water or something. And when she came back, she saw this 19-year-old guy sleeping in her bed. And she was looking at me like, what? And I was looking at her like, what? You know,
it was
like,
actually an alternate dimension. And she's like, there's a ghost in my bed.
Exactly. And 100 years ago, she was like on a podcast talking about this crazy thing.
This is actually like, the first podcast ever. If you, in that
we, me and Lillian are ghosts.
Yeah, it's wild. If I may say so, yeah.
That's an astute observation. It's is
wild.
And I agree with my partner Lillian that it is wild. What stands out to me is that you said that she looked scared because, first of all, it makes me sad, but I've heard stories of people, you know, dying but not realizing that they're dead. And then just being confused and being like, what's going on? And so, you know, if that was, let's say, a spirit who had died, like how soon, you know, did that house go on the market after, I wonder? Then maybe she was just like a confused spirit who's like, who is this in my house? And why is his mouth so small?
Like, yeah exactly. If that's the case, I'm glad that I said to her, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
No, really, I like that. That's, you know, that you were sweet to the potentially confused spirit.
Yeah.
You know.
I need someone to say that to me.
I am the world's greatest dad.
Yeah.
They don't give you the mug. Just
you didn't
for
get
nothing.
There for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You've been training your whole life for this. Wow. Okay. Was that your first like big one?
Yeah. Yeah. There were lots of little things like growing up, but I think when I would just like chalk them up to like being a kid or something. Mm-hmm. And I have a really bad memory. I have like a awful, awful memory. There's like huge gaps from growing up. But I remember having all sorts of little run-ins with things. I mean, like, I just thought I had like a vivid imagination, but there are times where I wonder like, what if that was more than just my imagination, you know? But there's another story if you want to hear another.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one. And this one was even more recent. My wife and I were on our 1-year wedding anniversary. We went to a place called the Norwich Inn in Vermont. We were there because we went to the King Arthur Bakery to learn how to make English muffins.
Oh my God, cute.
That's so cute and wholesome.
Yeah, that was our exciting 1-year anniversary.
That's hot. That is hot.
Yeah.
Hot New England anniversary, yeah.
It got pretty crazy. There's all different methods for making English muffins.
What? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
So we're staying at this place, the Norwich Inn, and I remember when we first got there, we were walking up the stairs to our room, and she was in front of me, and I was right behind her carrying a suitcase, and she kind of got to the top of the stairs, and she turned the corner to go towards the room, and then I kind of got to the first little landing on the stairs and just stopped because I thought I saw a woman there, and then immediately didn't. And it was like so quick. It didn't even feel like a apparition or anything. It was almost like, I was like, what am I even talking about? There's no one here. That was weird. But didn't even think twice. For some reason, I thought I saw like someone in black, like in a black dress or something, like a woman.
On the landing that you had just walked up to?
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't even weird. It was almost like you thought you saw something out of the corner of your eye, and then you're like, oh, it's just a shadow and whatever. You just keep walking. And we got to the room and unloaded our stuff. And that night we went downstairs to get dinner. They had like a restaurant in the hotel or whatever. And we were walking down there to get dinner. And the same thing happened. I was walking down and I suddenly looked over because I saw like a woman in black right there. Again, like I didn't even think about it. I just kind of, you know, like if you see someone, it kind of just reflex, just look over, but there wasn't anyone there. And I was like, that's so weird. That's the second time I thought I saw someone. And I didn't even think of it as being like a ghost or something so much as like, it just felt like a weird random coincidence that I thought I saw the same thing in the same spot twice. So, but then I started thinking about it and we were sitting there at dinner and I was like, I know this is ridiculous, but I'm just gonna Google this. And I took my phone out.
Had you already told her that maybe you saw this woman?
No, because the first time it wasn't even anything. The second time is what made me think that was really kind of strange. So I just took my phone out. I remember being like, I know it's our anniversary. We're having dinner and I'm taking my phone out.
She's
at the dinner
pissed.
Table.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, this better be important. And I was like, I had the weirdest thing happen. I just want to Google this. So I Google like Norwich Inn ghost question mark or haunted, you know, whatever the dumb. Yeah. Google search is, and sure enough, the first thing that came up, I remember my wife being like, are you okay? Like, what's the matter? And I almost didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to freak her out. But there was this article, or I think there were multiple articles about the Norwich Inn and there being multiple ghost sightings there, which was weird. But what was really weird is it said, people have claimed to have seen the ghost of a woman wearing a black dress. At the inn. And I had never seen that or heard of it. I didn't know anything. I think my parents gave us a gift certificate to stay there as like an anniversary gift.
Mm. So you weren't like looking, you know, finding the place and might
right.
have seen something. Yeah.
Right. Like we didn't know anything about it. I never saw that before. So it was also pretty scary. And
yeah.
that whole night I was kind of freaked out. But I never saw anything again.
Did you tell your wife after you Googled it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And she was freaked out.
Does she believe in ghosts and stuff?
I think so. We never like really talked about it that much. I think she's kind of the same as me, is not a disbeliever so much as kind of agnostic about it.
Yeah. Dang. Well, did it put a hamper on the, a damper rather on the, a hamper, a clothes hamper? Was that in your room? Did it put a damper on the trip at all? Or were you just like, this is
weird? I don't think
weird.
It did. Yeah. I think.
You were
it,
like,
yeah,
we shouldn't have reserved this place for a solid 3 weeks. I don't think that we can.
It's too much. It's too yeah, much time.
Too long.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I mean, I definitely remember being a little freaked out about going back to the room.
Yeah, but and, the vibes you know, were okay otherwise. You just like happened to see that and didn't feel bad or anything.
No, no, the vibe was fine. And I was almost kind of hoping something would happen after that, you know, like
to just like pay attention. And,
like, what if in the middle of the night this woman reappears and it's like the craziest thing ever, but nothing right. else ever happened.
Damn. But yeah, it seems like you have like, they know
you
what's
must
up.
Have some sort of, yeah, exactly. Some you're, yeah. you have this ghost magnetism.
The shine, yeah.
Shining.
Oh, you've seen them. Yeah, that they made a movie about me. I don't know if you've seen it.
My name is actually Danny. So yeah. Yeah, it's not Dave.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible twist to this episode. Danny Torrance is here, everybody. So
yeah. And now he's the world's greatest dad on top of everything else.
Wow. Good for him. You know, he had so much trauma in his life and yeah. he's really, you know, that energy.
He didn't have the world's greatest dad growing up.
Exactly.
So. His dad the fact that he could jerk. Overcome that. We've tied this all in together.
Wow. When's the last time you saw The Shining?
A couple years ago, I feel. I tried to watch it.
Probably,
you know.
This year.
Yeah.
I think I've probably seen it this year.
It's so. Have you seen the documentary about The Shining?
Yes.
The fucked the one, up crazy one? Or
the one that his daughter made?
I've seen
one,
the conspiracy
like, on Netflix
one. But,
that's
yeah.
like all I've the different the theories about it.
Yeah.
No, I've that seen one that is, one.
So insanely stupid, and I like it's great. It's like the worst documentary I've ever seen.
Where they like freeze and they like circle the airplane, or they like circle. They're like, and this is how he faked the moon landing. That one.
Yeah,
there's like and like the talking heads are just like a guy at his computer with his kids running around. He's like on YouTube or something. You're like, how is this the edited final version of this interview? But you know what? It's a lot of fun.
But there's also the one that Kubrick's daughter made that where she actually was like filming on the set, and it's a really short documentary. It's on YouTube or something. It's like 20 minutes long, but it actually has behind the scenes footage, and she's filming like Jack Nicholson when he's walking around and like brushing his teeth and filming.
They're
Shelley
like,
Duvall.
This is when my dad abused Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, Shelley Duvall to no end.
It was great.
No, truly, and she's Shelley Duvall is so frazzled. You've seen that, Lillian, right? That documentary. Kubrick's daughter
about
made?
Shelley Duvall. Oh no, I don't. No, I'm not really into director documentaries.
But
I just like
it's just behind the scenes footage that his daughter shot.
It bums me out. Okay, we're not putting any of this in the podcast. Okay. But anyways, bums me out the Shelley Duvall thing. But great movie.
Yeah. No. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyways, thanks so much for sharing those stories with us. Those are really cool and scary.
Those are so
and
good.
Like, I love when a level-headed person, you know. Alleged level-headed person. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in Maine. I mean, you're the most kind of, you know, level-headed New Englander, I would imagine. So
everyone in Maine is pretty level-headed. Stephen King lives in Maine. Little known fact.
That's very true.
Yeah, that is little known.
Well,
I think that's our podcast. Well, we're done here.
Well, we're done here. I'm out. Yeah, enjoy your snow, and I will try to do the same. Emily, enjoy the rain in Amsterdam.
I will enjoy this canal. But it was so nice to meet you, Dave. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ghost to Show You is created by Lillian Devane and me, Emily Panic. Editing and production is by me. Our original artwork is by Paco Park, and our theme song is by LP. Follow us on Instagram, @ghosttoshowyou. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell your mom about it. She might like it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.